Hi, this is Dawn Shireen. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So, I want to let you all know I am doing this from a kids' playhouse situation due to the fact that I am quarantined with COVID at this time. Yes, I legitimately have gotten the COVID. So, for all of you that have gotten it or have lost family members to it, I am actually starting to understand the significance of what it means to have COVID, be quarantined, feel like you have modern day leprosy, and all that goes with it. The fact that I'm already displaced and now I'm displaced in the displacement center due to the COVID is really kind of a mind fuck, to honestly tell you the truth. So I just want to let you all know that as much sympathy and empathy as I tried to give everybody before, now that I am in the COVID club, And for those of you that haven't gotten it, it's a club you don't want to join anytime soon. Let me tell you that. So what I think I want to talk about a little bit today, while I lay here in my castle with the sun beating on my face and my eyes closed, and hopefully I don't fall asleep during this podcast, because, well, that would be a new one, because I don't think I've actually fallen asleep during the podcast before. And I'll if you hear the outside noise, I have no choice right now, because I can't really do my podcast in the room, because we're all sick, and we all have a little bit of the Oscar the Grouch going on from time to time. At me as the Cookie Monster, I'm still grouchy. I'm having my moments, but now that we've finally been released and allowed to go outside and not so much prisoners in the toy room, which, again, has its own benefits of being quarantined in the kids' playroom, it still sucks. Okay, so, quarantine and mental health are definitely two things that really don't go well together. Even if we are into the whole self-isolation thing, you know, for the most part, the fact that I'm being forced to isolate is really pissing me off, to tell you guys the honest to God truth. It's, and like I said, I called it, you know, modern day leprosy. Well, the way that some people treated us, even those that have had COVID before, as this is the second go around in the house that the COVID has appeared, it was just really eye-opening to see how, okay, so even the stigma of COVID, right, has its own place in this world. So add the stigma of COVID and the stigma of having a mental health diagnosis, and it's like a double whammy here. So I'm not really doing well with that part of it. I'm really resentful, and I'm angry, and I'm becoming vindictive, which is really bad, because all I have is time to think of horrible things to not say and not do to people, right? Because, you know, we don't really act on those impulses, but they're there. I've gotten over the fact that I've been quarantined with somebody who backstabbed me, and I'm doing my best to present my best face, I guess, is a really good way to put it. But it's taking just about everything in my power to not confront her about what happened. And I'm just seriously just trying to maintain it, you know, just be as low-key as possible right now so that I don't cause any more friction than we need. There's four of us that are quarantined, so we each have taken corners of the playroom, which, like I said, isn't the worst place to be stuck. There's tons of books. We have more craft supplies than anybody could even hope to have. It's kind of like the Hobby Lobby of the Christian world. Well, actually, the Hobby Lobby is Christian. But you know what? The Hobby Lobby of the Christian Displacement Center that I'm in right now. So, it could be worse. We have ordered food, thank you to my EBT and my not ever-ending supply of money from Social Security, but, you know, it's helping. None of the girl in there had EBT, SNAP, too, so, you know, we've tried to load it up and make it as pleasant as possible. It's a cruise ship to me, you know, like, because I was quarantined on a cruise ship one time because I wasn't sick and everybody else came down with, Ebola or something, so this is the cruise ship celebration place that we're on right now, and our galley is stocked, and, you know, our playroom is clean because we don't have a whole hell of a lot else to do, so we just keep on cleaning the playroom. We have TV, as you all know how much I love TV, so for me that's more of a aggravation factor than anything else. But, you know, because I'm the only one that is anti-TV, I'm putting up with it. I have no choice, right? What am I going to do? Well, I could actually hide in the bathroom because we do have a bathroom. Though the toilet doesn't work and it's pint size. So, you know, it's like, it's just, we've got issues, but, you know, and then the thing about actually getting the COVID was, like, I was shocked. I wanted to go into denial, but I saw the test results, and it was just, like, you know, a pregnancy test where it's, like, the lines were very, very much there, and there was no denying the fact that I had the COVID, you know, and it's, like, you can't just say, well, I have a little COVID, just like when your pregnancy test comes up, and you can't be, like, you're a little pregnant. You are. So, apparently, according to the test, which I'm still thinking was just trying to mess with my head, I actually do have the COVID. So, and the mental, like I said, the mental health thing, now that I'm outside with all the loud traffic going by and I don't feel as isolated or as much a prisoner in the house or as much, I don't know what was the word I'm looking for, as much annihilated though kind of works, but, I don't know what the word is I'm trying to think of. I have COVID brain fog. Okay, so no, I don't. But actually, anything that goes wrong now, I'm just going to blame on the COVID for the time being. So it's like, you know, instead of asking for permission, I'm just going to do shit and then be like, oh, it was the COVID. I didn't know. Right? Although this woman on staff right now is not really working so good with her. She's not really taking the COVID excuse much. But, you know, we all got our issues, right? So... and at this point, my issue is her right now. So, whatever. Other than that, you know, I had to skip DBT. Well, actually, I didn't have to. But I kind of chose to skip DBT because I would have had to have done it in my room before we got quarantined to the cruise ship celebration place. So, and, you know, my trust level in this house is not extremely high. So, there's all kinds of problems with that, too. So... but now that we were released to go outside, I figured I might as well just hit you guys up and let you know what's going on right now. And, you know, I think I've got my straight talk figured out, which was another confounding situation because, you know, I had all this stuff figured out that I could go and do all this and do all that. And then it's like, oh, no, you're quarantined. Pull your mattress off your bed and lay on the floor because you're sick. And, you know, like, what? We have to lay on the floor because we're sick. Okay, well, that makes perfect sense to me, right? But... you know, they had to quarantine us from the rest of the pack because we are actually ultimately the strongest ones in the pack, and they don't want our awesomeness to rub on off on all the losers who haven't gotten the COVID because, you know, why would we want to give them our awesome COVIDness and join our cruise ship when all they've done is stigmatize us and made us feel like we're second-class citizens and lesser than. So why would we even want to share the awesomeness of Celebration Place with them? I wouldn't. I don't want to. I don't want to share the awesomeness of Celebration Place with other people with the COVID, but, you know, the Lido deck is open to all, so... I have to be fair, and I'm kind of joking about that because all in all, it's actually worked out pretty well to put four different personalities with four different situations and four different mindsets all together in one room, all because we have, you know, one thing in common, and actually see how it's working out and how we're pulling it together. So, you know, that shows that your mental health diagnosis does not preclude you from being a decent human being, okay? Because even though I've had to work at the being a decent human being part of it, no, well, kind of, I've had a few meltdown moments, you know, because I have issues, and we all know I have the issues and the childhood trauma shit and all that stuff, so sharing is caring, right? So, I'm getting better at it, I'm learning, so, you know, and then the fact that I've had way too much time to think, and so Christopher is, like, in my head harder than he ever has been, and it's like... when I first got the diagnosis, you know, as usual, it's like the same old, well, I could die from this and then I could finally be with Chris and, you know, I could be with Doc and all that stuff. And then it's like, that's irrational because do you really want to die of the COVID? And I don't want to die of the COVID. I'm going to die at 119 years old, you know, so this is a bump in the road. And I also, I signed myself up for a test study through Vanderbilt University. So any of you all who, in the United States, if you get this Omicron or whatever, is that what it's called? Omicron or whatever this new variant is, just be aware that there are a group of test studies out there that you could try medications or get the placebo. I think I've gotten the actual medication because it tastes like garbage when it dissolves in my mouth. And, you know, placebos taste not like garbage. So, but it's just an option, but you have to be careful. Let them know what meds you're on, because some psych meds are very much not okay with the test meds, depending on which one you get. So, but just know that's an option, and everybody stay safe. You know, I'm still not so sure about the mask thing. I still think, I don't know, you know me and my conspiracy theories, but I still kind of think that the mask thing is just kind of a placebo to, I think they're just trying to dehumanize us, literally. So not being able to see the lower part of somebody's face and not seeing their reaction and their smiles and stuff is just a part of dehumanization. I'm not saying the COVID isn't a real thing, because I don't know how they could jack tests up where some people would get it and some people wouldn't. So there's something to it, but I still don't quite know what it was. You know, all these variants, it's because of the RNA factor in the vaccine, so it's changing all our DNA and stuff. So, of course, there's going to be variants to it, but, you know, I'm not a scientist, so, you know, that's my theory on it. I'm not saying I'm not sick. I'm just saying that I think the test medicine is actually working for me, comparatively speaking to the other captives on our ship right now. So, you know, there's that. So this is just a brief check-in. I want to give a shout-out to Poland, my Mongols, Tajikistan, Italy, I think South Korea again, my friends up north, Canada, and I'm missing somebody, and I'm sorry. So just, you have to listen to the show more so I can chart again in your country so I can remember to thank you. But yeah, you guys, among my Mongolians, man, I love you guys. When I don't have the COVID anymore, I'm going to come there, man, and we're going to party like it's 1997, okay? And, you know, whatever, guys. I love you all. I love you all. I appreciate you guys listening to this show for whatever reason you do. I want to let you all know, like, the last show I did when I thought that everything was ending has gotten over 500 downloads alone on that one show. So if you guys could hit me up at densewithbipolar.com and let me know what the big deal about that show is, I would really love to know, because maybe it's because we all thought it was the last show, right? Because I didn't think I was going to live through what was going through it, and so I lived to get the COVID, right? Oh my god, guys. Anyway, I just want to let you know I'm okay. I'm not going to let this take me out. I'm not going to let quarantine take me out. I'm not going to commit any kind of homicide, suicide, genocide, anything like that. I'm going to hold my tongue and be a good girl and drink, you know, Uber amounts of coffee and drink and eat too many cookies and gain like 57 pounds. No, I'm not. I actually have a jump rope and a hula hoop. So what I'm going to learn how to do is a new Olympic sport while I'm in here. So that's my deal, and I'm going to stick with it. So I know there's other stuff I was supposed to tell you guys. I have interviews coming up, which I can't remember right now, and it's almost Christmas, so I might do a Christmas blues episode again to try to help us all maintain through the holidays and not lose our shit and, you know, do the best we can without faking it, you know, and lying about it, because you all know how I feel about lying about stuff, right? Doesn't go over well with me. And if you want to ride in my posse, you got to be honest. So if you're honestly not liking Uncle Jack, don't say that you don't want to go to the holidays because of some stupid symptom that you do not actually have. Be honest and say, I don't want to go here because Uncle Jack is a jerk, okay? So it's much better, and we don't lie, right? We don't lie. Okay, so blah, 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 blah. I think that's it. If not, I'll catch up with you guys next time I can go outside and hang out in my tree fort castle situation and not give the kids COVID on the plastic that's here, because I'm going to sanitize it and all that good stuff, because that's how I roll. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Keep on listening. You can pray for me if you want to. I'll pray for you, okay? So we can have a mutual prayer thing going on here. And this is Dawn Shereen. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. And hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.